As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily, the challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. we are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to take a short break before we start because I'm not sure how many breaks we'll be able to take on this particular show because, guys, I have to tell you my heart is heavy and we really need to talk today. We'll be right back.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Georgia, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
I never had it so good, Sports Media Network. Guys, my heart is heavy, and it just seems like there is no justice for people of color in America. It seems that we have reached another low in what we can expect from the judicial system related to African Americans and the taking of our precious lives. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today, and I was going to talk about, I was going to let everybody predict, you know, select a subject that they wanted to talk about. And then in the last hour before the show, I went on the news to find out what was going on. And it just hit me like a brick. This case in Minnesota where this woman videotaped live the death of her boyfriend after he was shot 4 times by a police officer, stopped them for a busted taillight. I just didn't believe, I just thought that was going to be so automatic. I just thought that was going to be a slam dunk trial where this man was going to have to do time for committing a crime. Now, I didn't believe this man woke up that morning to decide he wanted to kill somebody black. I believe he woke up just like many police officers wake up with a bias of how to deal with African Americans. And he happened to come by this young man, and because of his biases, he allowed his emotions and his fears to get the best of him. And when this man reached in his pocket for his identification, he shot him 4 times with a child and a female passenger in the car under the pretense of a broken taillight. This was a hard-working young man who did everything by the rules, who had a gun, but had a permit to carry that gun. He was aware that his gun did not have the bullet in the chamber, so it wasn't ready to fire, so there was no way he was going to pull a gun that he was not prepared to fire. So it was no way he was going for no gun. But yet this man is dead. And a jury has decided, they weren't a hung jury, but a jury has decided that this man is not guilty. And let me just tell you that it's not that I don't feel for this officer that his life was going to be changed because he needed to go to jail. Because going to jail is not a small punishment. But for a man to end the life of another man because he misunderstood the circumstances is justice. And now I fully am aware that I am truly a second-class citizen because a white man can take my life and I can do what is normal and he can do what is abnormal and still walk away from it. I'm telling you guys, and all African Americans know this, and most white Americans know this, had a white American been driving in a car with his child and wife or girlfriend in the car, and a black man of color, a person of color in blue had shot him and his white wife or girlfriend put him on Facebook as he died, there is no way he would have gotten an acquittal. just in the day and time that we live in, and it is so atrocious, and it is so painful that something that I know is wrong for me to have to tell my children to do, for me to have to tell my children they have to act a certain way when they get stopped by police officers, because if they don't, their lives will be in jeopardy. And to see a man behave in the same way that we tell our children to behave in, which suggests that they're second-class citizens, and he still end up dead in the middle of the day. It happened in the middle of the day. Any of us can be pulled over in the middle of the day. And now this man goes scot-free because he didn't get a hung jury. He got an acquittal, so he can never be tried for this again. I cannot tell you the pain and sorrow that I feel for that mother and that young lady who loved that man, that this man has gotten away scot-free. And this will have an impact on every case throughout the country, because if you can't convict a man when it is live screened with the devastation he's done, and white people can't be sympathetic to us or show empathy for us when they see it for themselves, how can we expect any other situation to be in our favor? This is the reason why we need this platform. This is why we need a platform to speak out and speak loudly and clearly about the discrimination that takes place and the treatment that we feel. If this does not go viral, or this situation is not talked about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and if we don't allow them to know the pain that they're causing us as a people, this is horrific. One of our children died right before our face on Facebook. We heard him take his last breath. We saw the blood on his white T-shirt. And yet, the perpetrator is not going to be held accountable. His life will continue, and we have no recourse. As a people, we can't demand that something else happen to him. We cannot go out there and call for some vigilante justice. There is no recourse. We have again been victimized by the system that allows this man to go free. I would love to know the makeup of this jury. I tried to find out what the makeup of the jury was. I could not find it. If somebody knows and can call in and tell me what the makeup of the jury was, I would appreciate it, because it would go to help me understand what in the world happened. If you're out there listening and you know what the makeup of this jury was, please call 657-383-0309, because I truly need to know what the makeup of this jury was, and we just need to talk and discuss about what we need to do to this is outrageous. This was no thug. This was no gangbanger. This man was gunned down in the middle of the day, and his girlfriend videotaped it for all of us to see, with this police officer on the outside of their vehicle talking about, "I told him not to move." How can you not move? How in the world can anybody tell you to be totally still during a traffic stop? The man was going for his ID. That's what you do during a traffic stop. How in the world can we suggest that this is going to be commonplace? This is going to be accepted behavior and accepted treatment. We just saw this in Oklahoma where the white female officer went free when the man's hands was in the sky. On video. How can we continue to allow these things to happen where these people get gunned down? As the mother said in a videotape, we are going backwards, people. And now we have to duck and dodge the police because we have to be fearful of what they may do and how they may get away with murdering our kids in the street. The justice system is ill-prepared to do what is right. And I am angry, heartbroken. It is unimaginable that with the kind of videotape that this woman shot, that this jury found this man not guilty. I cannot imagine what other, and again, I wouldn't have charged him with first-degree murder. I wouldn't have charged him with second-degree murder. But you're going to tell me he was not shouldn't have been charged and found guilty of manslaughter? His actions led to a death of another who did nothing but ride legally on the street. Stopped him for a taillight, and you're so convinced and so afraid of him that you murdered him because he was reaching in his pocket. If you're too afraid to do your job, then you need to resign and go home. The lives of people should not be impacted by your inability to do your job. And if you're too afraid to do your job, you're not even supposed to have no gun out. I have never seen an officer have his gun out when he stops me for a traffic ticket. This is ridiculous. This is truly ridiculous, and we need to be outraged and upset at the I was quiet and was waiting patiently and knew that this would be a conviction. But now we have to go in outrage mode. And we have to hear it from the highest hills and mountains that this is not going to be tolerated. This can't be tolerated by our elected officials. It can't be tolerated by our justice system. It can't be tolerated anywhere where a man cannot live his life in peace and drive on the roads of America without fear that he will be gunned down and the person gunning him down will be found innocent. How in the world can you be found innocent of killing a man that did not do nothing to be shot? I am very concerned and perplexed about how this even came to bear. Guys, I'm going to go on break, and we're going to come back. And we're going to start the conversation. This is crazy. I am livid. I don't know what in the world we're going to do but we have to spend at least 2-3 days talking about what in the world is going on. There is no question about why this man is dead. But yet the officer has been found not guilty. We'll be right back. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Dial in to 657-383-0309 so your voice can be heard loud and clear. I stumbled on this purely accidental because I did not hear it on the news. I was looking on my iPad. But can you believe it?
Yes, James, I can. And I'm going to make you feel better or worse by what I got to say. And I've been saying it for months. And I really don't think nobody's been paying attention. But I've been saying it for months. So let me start with the groundwork. We have gone back to 1965, like it or not. this is where we are. Tell you why. Because I've been saying for months, and ain't nobody been paying attention. Because most of Black America don't care. They got other things to do. They go on Facebook with too much foolishness to where they don't even know what's going on for real. And this is what's going on. There is a closet society. Again, there is a closet society called the alt-right movement. I've been saying it for months. And they have closet sites that they all participate in. And a lot of them are police officers, military men, judges, prosecutors, and defense lawyers. Case in point, if you go to trial and you got a shut and closed case, but if you don't charge the right charge, you're not going to get the right results. If you go into a case such as this, just like the case where the guy was shot in the back on video, and the cop was seen placing items next to the man laying on the ground, dying. If you go into a charge like that and looking for a first-degree murder, you're not going to get it. You got to go in with a manslaughter charge or a second-degree murder charge. But if you go in for a first-degree murder, you're not going to get it. And that's how he got off scot-free. And you can't be recharged for something that you've already been acquitted for, unless you got new evidence. You can't bring in the second-degree murder charge now. So, case in point, 1965, the way it was done is when you got a police officer or a man of influence in your town that's been charged with murder, especially the murder of a Black person, the word goes around, who's going to be on the judge? Who's going to be on the bar? What judge is going to be on the seat? Who's going to be prosecuting? All those questions are going to be asked in a closet form, in a good old boy network. They want to know who's going to be on there. The Mark Zimmerman case was the prime example that we got to be paying attention to, which is they will support their own. They will pay for that person's defense. They will find out in these closet networks who's going to be prosecuting. And if he's part of the network, part of the movement, it's an open and shut case and acquittal. There's no question. So this is where we are, 1965. And I said 3 months ago, this world needs an enema. So short of that, there's a lot of frustration. Now, back in 1965, the Black Panther movement, well, I sure hate to bring that up, and Malcolm X said it best. By any means necessary, you all have to give us some kind of justice. But we are not there now. This is another time and space, supposedly. But with this alt-right movement, Steve Bannon and Breitbart, see, I've been saying that for 5 months. I don't know if anybody did the research, but that's where it is right there. So thank you. Thank you, Ms. Jones. I hear you out there.
Okay.
This is outrageous and disrespectful, and we cannot let this go. I believe fully in what you're saying, that we do not see the movement that is taking place where a man can gun down somebody and we videotape this man's death in the confines. I'm talking about the whole thing. The fact that he was not running, he was in a car, he had a seatbelt on, he had a child in the car, he had his girlfriend in the car, he did what he was supposed to, and he still got murdered in front of the world. And this man gets acquitted. Joyce, what in the world are we coming to?
I'm devastated. I am devastated. My heart goes out to the mother. And just like she said, it has to be someone from divine to get restitution on this. I would like what needs to be done. Your email, your text needs to go to everybody in your email. Heads up. Heads up. This is where we are. D could not put it any nicely. You are not immune to what is going on out there. If you think you are totally blind. Our young people need to know this is where we are. They have no clue because most of them don't even watch the news. That's why we need to share it in their text. We need to share it in their email. And we need to let them know, look at this. LeBron James tried to bring it to you. It doesn't get any bigger than him. Believe me, we are in a situation. For the legal system, oh, my God, D, you nailed it right on cue. I'm going through the same stuff right now. It's going through the legal system. And they have the good old buddy. They're trying to tell me it's in the wrong court because he want to put it in this court because he did his internship under this particular court and he know that who he did his internship, his bud, his boss knows the other judge. It's ridiculous. And they try to bully you. Believe me, this is where we are, young people. We need to wake up. No one is immune to this system. But any minority out there is no respect. He had no respect for a kid, no respect for the female, no respect for the human race whatsoever. My take is for any officer out there who wearing blue, if you scared of a minority, you in the wrong business. Don't need to be wearing the uniform. Because just for you having the right, just because you got on a blue uniform to kill someone in cold blood, because that's what it is. My heart goes out for this mother. She never, and Minneapolis, I'm surprised because I used to live in Minneapolis a long, long time ago. It's supposed to be the most biracial state, one of them, besides California. But over the last 10 years, it's gone stone stupid. I mean, believe me, you would find this down in the South, but not in Minnesota. So that's letting you know something, people. It's breeding all over the country, just like Dee said. It's underground, so we need to wake up. Believe me, please share this. As soon as I get off of this call today, I'm sharing it with everyone in my email, everyone in my text. It's time to let them know you need to look at this. This is a video that you cannot afford not to look at. Please share it with everyone in your email. Please do.
Well, I mean, what more does it take? If this was not a slam dunk, you can make excuses for any cop. This man was not running. He was seatbelted into his car vehicle. He had loved ones in the car with him. And he still was murdered, shot 4 times. He was executed in the seat of his car. We heard his last breath. And this man was found not guilty. Regina, where do we go from here?
I have to be very honest with you. I'm really at dinner right now. But once I saw that text as we were headed in, I said, I've got to go on tonight. This was a travesty. This
Amen.
Is unreal.
Hello.
This will be broadcast across the nation. Now, that verdict is not going to stand. I'm going to let you all know that. That verdict will not stand. This man will end up losing his job, and he will end up going to jail. I'm just thinking that these things that are happening are becoming wake-up calls for the African-American community.
Amen.
The bodies that were found in Jackson, Mississippi, headless.
Tell me about it. Hello.
These must be wake-up calls. That is why I am so thankful that the NAACP is starting a new way of thinking. Well, a renewed way of thinking, because we have become so complacent.
Amen.
And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not sure what it is that we're getting ready to text out, but I'll listen. And whatever it is, we're going to text it through Regina's World, which, James, I started. Last week was the first show for the summer series. We're going to text it out through Regina's World. We're going to text it out through everybody on our network, James. We've got to get it out there. This is a travesty. It is unreal, and we've got to stop it.
My heart is aching.
And when people call for peace, you know, it's always us who ask to be peaceful. Under the skies of when we're getting kicked in our face, we're asked to be humane. But nobody else wants to be humane regarding our lives, regarding the fact that this man was going home after visiting his mother, doing the right thing, wasn't speeding, stopped under the skies of a broken taillight, and you kill him in the middle of the day, broad daylight.
Not only that, he told you that he had a weapon, a licensed one at that, a permit. He was carrying a weapon and he had a permit. He said that, if anybody can remember that tape.
Yes.
He sure
did.
But,
Joyce, why would you even pull your gun out during a traffic stop? I have had several traffic stops, and a police officer was pulled out. So why do you automatically pull your weapon out, and the first thing you do when the man moves for his identification is to shoot him 4 times? The man is seated, and strapped into his seat with his seatbelt. How much more protected can you be?
And the video don't lie.
We cannot remain.
The video don't lie.
We cannot remain.
That's the key.
We cannot remain quiet on this one, people. We need to be outraged across the country. We cannot tolerate our young people being murdered and these people being released to go on with their lives as though nothing has happened. And I'm not calling for riots. I'm not calling for, getting punishment. I'm saying to you that we cannot live under these conditions. There has to be civil disobedience. There has to be a campaign of intolerance, because our children should not live under this kind of pressure. Joyce, you know we've been talking about how our children need to behave. And this man behaved in the right manner, was not yelling, screaming, or doing anything. He was not a thug. He was with his family. And he ended up being murdered by a man who has been found not guilty.
Plus, he's supposed to be representing the law, justice, for all people under the United States Constitution. We have no rights. Not only are we're not even second-class citizens, because even second-class citizens, I think, would have an opportunity. You got a video showing you what happened, and it's supposed to be that pictures don't lie, and they didn't in this situation. And you got a system that failed us terribly. And you want to know who was the jury? They were evil. That's who the jury was, evil, pure evil, for them not to step up and do the right thing, regardless of what color they are, evil, unjust. My heart goes out for the mother. I'm sick. When I saw that video, I'm just sick. That's the one that has really ripped. We need to make sure that everyone in your email get a copy, because our young people are sleepwalking too. Most of them are going to believe that it don't, that don't apply to me. I'm different. No, you're not. I don't care who you are. This is you who you saw there. That's who you are sitting in that seat. When any time you approach by a white man who is packing, be it in blue, anytime they're packing, you better believe you got to pray to make sure that you walk away. Because this guy was so innocent, just knowing that it was no big deal. Knowing that it was no big deal.
And he sat there outside of that car saying, I told him not to move. You executed a man because he moved to get his identification? How is moving to get your identification enough provocation for you to shoot a man 4 times? We cannot remain silent. We cannot, because there are people out there who are being murdered who are not videotaped, who don't have witnesses. So if you can find a man innocent when there's videotape and witnesses, he had a comrade, he had another officer with him who didn't even pull out his weapon. So if one officer didn't even see enough provocation to pull his weapon out, why did you fire yours? We are truly at a loss, and we got to do something about it. We're going to take our second break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
It is my desire to create a legacy for myself and for my family. So I decided to add Larry Curry to my success team and to my circle of life. He's a part of my first string. It is his job to turn my nickels into dimes and my sweat into equity. Larry has shown me that he has the competency, integrity, and the focus to find a positive direction for my money, and consequently, that can brighten my future endeavors. So my trust in him and his financial insight has led me to introduce you to him. If you're concerned about your financial future and have not seen real growth in the seeds you have planted, I encourage you to add Larry Curry to your success team. Please contact him at 407-800-4154 so that your financial journey to success can begin.
I cannot believe, Joyce. You know, I tell you, I wanted to believe so badly that when Barack Obama won two consecutive terms, that we had turned the corner on this racism and this evil that existed in our society that made African Americans and people of color second class citizens. Now, it's one thing not to give a man the clearance to go to the top of the world using his talents, his God-given talents. But it's another thing for you to impose your evil will and biases and end the life of a man for no justifiable reason. And for there to be open season on African Americans without no recourse or no justice or no punishment takes us back to the dark ages. And I just don't know how in the world we can remain silent under this kind of vindictive and biases that exist, that our children are forced to walk around like mannequins in order to stay alive. This is beyond ridiculous, Joyce. And you are so right. We have to, it just has to be an all-out campaign from one end of the country to the other to scream as loud as we possibly can, because obviously these people are not hearing. I so desperately need to know the makeup of that jury. If there's anybody out there who knows the makeup of this jury, please call in to 657-383-0309. I'm going to continue to research it. But, Joyce, I feel your pain because I just got gut punched. I thought that was one case that I didn't have to worry about.
Well, I pulled up the Washington Post. You should see his demeanor, the kicker. It's like a smirk on his face. And to me, that's letting me know that you got away with something. It's really pathetic. But I always look at it like this: justice is mine, said the Lord. And he's going to get it. I don't see how he can go home and sleep. It's just unreal. Don't make any sense. It just don't make any sense. And, you know, how people can have authorities like that and they know that they're doing things wrong, but they can do it to you and don't even think twice about it. Because in most cases, they feel as though they don't have to look at you anymore after they did what they know that was wrong. They don't care. Probably it's something to talk about at the dinner table.
That jury to participate in this evilness, like you said, pure evil. I mean, I cannot imagine what in the world they heard that led them to believe that this man is not guilty. Understand this, Joyce. I need you to feel me on this. I'm not saying to you that this man woke up that morning and decided he was going to kill somebody black. Even if you felt he made a mistake, he was guilty. You cannot go around mistakenly kill people and then go sleep in your same bed. So there is nothing they can say to me that would justify them finding him not guilty, because the young man did nothing to be dead. Reaching
well,
in
how,
your pocket
is it now that they,
for your driver's license
they shoot you to
can't
kill.
Be enough to be dead.
Why do they shoot to kill? That's what I don't understand. Don't they supposed to just shoot to paralyze you? Why, instead of shoot to kill? Seems like everybody's been shot to kill. They don't even walk away on just a little traffic ticket. It's just crazy. There's no justification of what you've done.
And he shot
two
him four
don't go right.
times while he was in his... Where was he going? So, to me, that was manslaughter at a minimum. What you did was not justified. And I don't have no ill will against you as a person, but you need to be in jail because you took lethal action in a traffic, during a trip traffic stop. So the message that sends to me is it's open season on black folks. There is no justification whatsoever for that verdict. And nobody can tell me otherwise that there is a legal reason why that verdict should stand. But unlike Regina, I don't know that they can go back. I don't believe they can go back and overturn that verdict unless there was some tampering with the jury. So I just see it as we have an obligation to support that mother, to support Minnesota, and to let our elected officials know that they're going to have to do some changes because this is ridiculous. We cannot tolerate our children being videotaped, dying, and people still would not prosecute or find guilty the person who did it. This is clearly outrageous. And I know why you feel the way you do when you talk about your pain and it sickens you. I mean, this purely sickens me, and we got to do all we can because we cannot tolerate our children still being abused like this. So, Joyce, I think you're right. We just have to tell everybody. I mean, all our emails and everything we do has to be related to us creating an environment for change. And we need to talk about it for the next couple of days about what it is we're going to do, or how we're going to galvanize ourselves to come together and let people know we can't continue in this direction where police officers can be so afraid to do their jobs that it's open season on people of color.
Yeah, send it out in the email, say, watch this, please watch this. And hopefully they send it out to everybody in their email basket and ask them to please pass it on. Heads up.
And we got
to
call,
to be
just like
in
you said,
subject.
We got to call Washington, D.C. and say, this is crazy. The governor came out and said that it was criminal. The governor came out and said he didn't believe that it would have happened if it was a white family. It is just ridiculous. It just doesn't seem possible that we can keep going in this direction without there being some type of recourse for us as a people. We cannot continue to allow ourselves to be treated like this. It seems, it's just like you said, we're going back to the 1960s. And you already said it in terms of these heads being found without their bodies. And these people are now going back to a time where there's open season on African Americans without there being any justice. All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and continue our discussion.
Hello, I'm the music major. This is my man, Jayon Gray. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
Who did we really pretending that they're not alone?
Joyce, what is your final thought for this evening?
Well, I would like to, like I say, our final thought should be that we should reach out and support the victim's mom by forwarding that text that you sent out and put it in your email basket and text it out to every person and tell them, heads up, please pass it on. Pass it on so everybody can be aware of what's going on. You know, if no one is immune to what is happening around you. You are not immune. You're definitely not immune.
Yeah, and we're going to have to reach in our pockets and finance this movement that has to take place because we are definitely not safe. If this man could not be safe on the evening of a day, at the end of a day, driving home with his girlfriend and his daughter, seatbelted into his seat, and be shot by a police officer 4 times, and that officer be found not guilty. I just can't, and it was videotaped of this man taking his last breath. And you had a vulnerable position when you sitting in your car because you just can't, there is no quick way to move to get anything when you're sitting in your car. And for this man to be so afraid to do his job that he shot and killed this man and not be found guilty is ridiculous. And we just got to get real. This is a time where we have to be honest with ourselves that there's a movement afoot to take our rights from us and to treat us, like you say, worse than second-class citizens. This is a time where this platform has never been more needed than it is needed right now, that everyone has a voice and a place to go to so their voice can be heard about what is going on in America. We are going down a road that is incredibly dark, and there seems like nobody is putting a light on the evilness that is taking place around our country. And we have to use this platform. You guys have to call in to 657-383-0309 and let your voices be heard because there's some evilness afoot. And our children and our daughters and our uncles and our aunts and our mothers and our fathers and our brother-in-laws and our sister-in-laws are all in danger. We got to make a difference. We got to do better. We got to stand up. We got to support those families who've fallen into this grief. And we got to mandate that we be policed differently. And these men lose their jobs when they show that they cannot do the job before people are killed. We're going to be here tomorrow to continue this conversation. Guys, I need you out there researching. I need to find out what the makeup of this jury was. We need to get more answers about what was going on. Who was this judge? How was this trial handled, and find out who's responsible for this travesty of justice. It is time for us to stand up and be counted. We can no longer be treated like this. We can no longer allow ourselves to be handled in this fashion. So I'm asking all of you out there in the sound of my voice to be prepared tomorrow to come onto the show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time so that we can have a discussion about what it is we need to do to get prepared for this war that is taking place. And when I use the term war, I need you to understand it is a battle. It does not mean that we're going to use violence, but we're going to use our focus and our commitment to tell people that this is wrong and we can no longer allow these people to police us in a fashion where it becomes legal to kill people of color. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And I need you to call into the show tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, so we can discuss how we're going to handle this situation. We cannot allow this to go by without us pulling ourselves together and finding some recourse for this decision that this jury has made. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Mothers, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you
die. It is my desire to create a legacy for myself and for my family. So I decided to add Larry Curry to my success team and to my circle of life. He's a part of my first string. It is his job to turn my nickels into dimes and my sweat into equity. Larry has shown me that he has the competency, integrity, and the focus to find a positive direction for my money, and consequently, that can brighten my future endeavors. So my trust in him and his financial insight has led me to introduce you to him. If you're concerned about your financial future and have not seen real growth in the seeds you have planted, I encourage you to add Larry Curry to your success team. Please contact him at 407-800-4154 so that your financial journey to success can begin.
Thank you. Every time.